Well, snow has been in short supply so far this winter, but we could see a little bit of measurable snowfall later today.
We have a little bit of snow coming in today. It'd be later in the evening. You could see maybe 1 to 2 inches in the Watertown area. It's a pretty quick-moving system. It'll be just very light, fluffy, dry snow.
That's forecaster James Telkin at the National Weather Service office in Aberdeen, who we spoke with this morning. Telkin says the best chance for seeing accumulating snow will be in the northeast corner of South Dakota and across the border to our east.
It's primarily the northeast corner. If you were to draw a line from Aberdeen down to Watertown and go to the northeast of that, that'd be your greatest chance of your, 1 to 2 inches. The west central Minnesota area, you might even see a spot where you could get 3 inches as well.
In the meantime, there's a wind chill advisory that remains in effect for the entire region until noon today. Wind chill values this morning will be in the 15 below to 30 below zero range, and that can cause frostbite quickly on exposed skin. Well, one topic that's generating plenty of discussion locally is where to build a new ice arena in Watertown, and more specifically, if building it on one end of the Watertown Mall is a viable option. Watertown Mayor Sarah Caron visited with KWAT News recently about that topic, and she says while no decisions have been made, she wants the process to be transparent.
I want to do what's best for the taxpayer, and I hate the hidden agendas. I can't stand that kind of business. Whatever we do needs to be to the benefit of the public, and we will pick the site that has the most potential benefit for our community, and we will pick the arrangement that has the most benefit to our community.
And Caron says she does see some potential economic advantages to building at the mall site.
The potential for an increase in sales tax revenue from the other businesses adjacent to the ice arena is huge at the mall. And that, I mean, anywhere else is not going to be as great for that aspect of it. So that's definitely a factor in this equation. Even people who have no interest in a hockey arena or a figure skating arena have an interest in a healthy mall in Watertown.
A committee has been meeting to discuss where to locate the ice arena, and Caron says she hopes a final decision can be made early next year. Well, representatives of the Keystone Oil Pipeline met with North Dakota's public service commissioners to talk about that big oil spill in northeast South Dakota and the company's response to it. The pipeline leaked 210,000 gallons of oil near the town of Amherst in Marshall County. The Keystone Pipeline runs through North Dakota into South Dakota. North Dakota Public Service Commissioner Julie Fedorchek says the commission members wanted to know why the spill happened and to get an update on the cleanup efforts. Fedorchek says the quick response to the spill shows the company's response plan worked perfectly.
The system was shut down within 3 minutes of when the first detection was found of a spill. And importantly, they could detect it. It showed up. There was an anomaly that showed up, and the people that were overseeing the system noticed it, detected it, knew it was something off and serious, and so they, in very short order, shut it down. And that really prevented what could have been a much more difficult spill.
But Fedorchek says there are still questions about why the spill happened.
It's a new line. New lines like this should not be having those kinds of issues. And so it's really important that the company and PHMSA and the federal DOT do the tests needed on that pipe, which they are doing, to try to figure out what caused it. And then I think that'll be a learning opportunity for the entire industry.
Fedorchek says the company thinks it might be an abrasion on the coating, which likely happened as the pipeline was being put into the ground. Well, the Cottington County Board of Commissioners typically meets every Tuesday at 9 a.m. for its regularly scheduled meetings. But due to the holidays, the board is meeting today instead. They'll meet at 11 a.m. in the board meeting room. Agenda items include action on the 2018 wages for non-union county employees, designating future building funds, and action on a contract to manage Memorial Park for the coming year. A utility scam may be targeting Fort Pier. Mayor Gloria Hansen says management at the Americ Inn Lodge and Suites in Fort Pier got a phone call from someone with an East Indian accent. That person claimed to be from the Fort Pier Utilities Department and threatened to cut off power to the hotel if full payment was not made. Hansen says she contacted area law enforcement about the phone call. The Pier Police Department, on their Facebook page, posted a link to the South Dakota Attorney General's Office's Consumer Protection Division. Captain Jason Jones says the scamming activity has picked up as the colder weather has moved in. The post also indicated that similar calls were being received by people and businesses in Pier on Tuesday. The South Dakota Revenue Department's Motor Vehicle Division will reissue its exempt entity and tribal license plates in 2018. Exempt entity plate holders can renew their annual vehicle registrations after January 1st to receive their new plates. The exempt entity plate reissue will be the first of its kind since 2007. Exempt entity plates are generally designated for vehicles owned by federal, state, tribal, county, and municipal governments, but they're also used for public schools, nonprofits, mass transit vehicles, and fire departments. The tribal license plates are also being reissued next year, but the reissue does not include the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe and all tribal veterans plates that were released on July 1st. Of this year. A panel that oversees reforms in South Dakota's juvenile justice system says the state is making progress in keeping minors out of detention centers. The Juvenile Justice Public Safety Improvement Act Oversight Council released its annual report on Monday. Corrections Department official Christy Bunkers says there's been a 56% drop in the number of commitments of juveniles over the last 4 years. She says that decline is partly due to the introduction of a family therapy service provided by local mental health centers. The report also shows fewer probation violations being reported. Bunkers says that's a result of more effective responses to violations by court service officers. California billionaire Henry Nicholas became a fierce advocate for the rights of crime victims after his sister was murdered and his mother ran into the accused killer in a grocery store. He donated millions of dollars from his fortune as co-founder of tech giant Broadcom to create a so-called Crime Victims Bill of Rights, dubbed Marcy's Law. It was added to California's Constitution in 2008. South Dakota voters passed it last year, and now Nicholas is taking his crusade nationwide with lobbyists, public relations firms, and high-powered political strategists converging on state capitals for a similar push. Montana approved it last year, but that state's Supreme Court recently tossed it out. It'll appear on Oklahoma's ballot in 2018. Those are your news headlines for this afternoon. From the KWAT Newsroom, I'm Mike Tanner.